So this is John Costa with Rob Watson, and here we are recording a Spotlight special. I'm delighted today that we've been joined all the way from India, just off the plane, and welcome to Leicester. And we've got Girish and Anil from Sonalia. So thank you for joining us, both of you.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Rob, for inviting us here for the interview. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. It's nice to finally meet you.
Yeah.
You know, for some context, that we were working with Joyce, the Sonalia UK CEO, and Sarah, who we know very well, that Rob and I have done some events with her, both at DMU for the PAVE conference about your organisation, but also we've done some stuff with her in a school working with South Asian girls, talking about these issues.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to finally meet you. So tell us, you're here for a really big event this weekend. So tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing this weekend.
So Snehalaya is basically started in India, in Ahmednagar in Maharashtra. And Maharashtra is one of the biggest states in India. And a lot of Marathi speaking people are here. They are globally, but here also in Leicester, there are a big number. And they annually organize the get together with purpose of all the Maharashtrian people speaking Marathi language, and especially from the European countries. So this year they have organized one get together with purpose, and that is in Leicester, and that will start from 4th of July to 6th up to July. And they have invited us to represent our organization, and also about the social sector of the state of Maharashtra. And myself, my colleague Anil, and our secretary of the Snehalaya, Dr. Preeti, we three people came from India. And of course, our counterpart, here Snehalaya UK is functioning since last 10 years. And Joyce Connolly is head and the founder of that Snehalaya UK chapter. And she has hosted us her home. And now we are at Leicester at your place and your studio.
Well, welcome to Leicester. It's wonderful to have you here. So what sort of things will happen over the weekend at the event for 3 days? Is it social? Is it more sort of what's going on back in India in the state?
Yeah, so in this event, there are multiple events and partners. So some celebrities have been invited from Maharashtra, like Mrunal Kulkarni. She is a famous actress. Some people from business. Some people now have done some miraculous thing like Chef Manohar, and some business people, trading people, the people working in social sector and the business, because in Maharashtra, the local Maharashtrian people were not thinking of a business for a long time, and they are mostly interested in doing small jobs. But now there is an increase in lot of entrepreneurship, and lot of entrepreneurs who are origin from Maharashtra, they are doing business all over the world. So some great business people, success stories, so all they have invited here, and that is to share the journey of such great personalities and to think of a future together, because we have a very glorious past, but now we have to face many challenges, but we have to think ahead, and it's only possible if together the people from business, culture, movie, drama, art, they come together and they think of better India, better Maharashtra, better world. So that's actually a theme of this get together here.
It seems like the perfect event to be at, really, because it's an opportunity to showcase this amazing organization that you've set up nearly sort of 40 years ago. You know, in 2029, you're going to be 40, aren't you? So 1989. So it's going to be one of those opportunities to showcase what you do, but and also just to bring Anil in as well, as doing the operations back at Sonalia, then you're talking about all of these different elements that you're doing, which actually is quite mind-blowing when you look at your website. You've got the services that you do as the outreach, you've got the hospital, you've got the school, you've got all the services that you run. It's like this community that you service all of these people. So it's based on funding, people giving donations and helping, but actually entrepreneurship and developing this kind of thing for your young service users as well, in the way that India is developing there, actually not just working for someone else, but working for yourself and being entrepreneurial is a key thing, Anil? Yeah,
yeah, I think it's the key thing, as you say. Basically, as you say, the We want to be connect lot of Maharashtrian Indian people who are living in UK. So we have charity in UK. So this is a good, like Girish sir say, so we can connect and we can do something better for the community together. So that is a basically purpose of our this participate in this and
this weekend,
make them aware about Snehalaya, what doing in India, Maharashtra. So they should be aware and they should connect with this cause.
Brilliant. Now, Rob and I talk to lots of people on our various podcasts that we do, Spotlight on the Heart, Spotlight on Heritage, but also lots of things that we do anyway between the two of us with Soar Sound and also things like, you know, the Parallel Lives Network and the events that we run. And we end up working with quite a lot of people from a diasporan community of so many different places around the world. And I think it's, you know, it's quite well known that people that are part of any country's diaspora send money home. And, you know, particularly some of the Nigerian community that we've done some work with as well, you know, those kind of the money from abroad really keeps things working and helping families and things like that. Do you think something like this weekend's event is an opportunity from someone that has is from there or has heritage from a place like the state that you're talking about, means that they know where the money's going and how it's being used and they're being able to support things like, I mean, that kind of social work that you do, Girish, when you first started Snehalaya?
Yeah, I have started Snehalaya in 1989, and that time we were just a very few people and don't have resources with us. So most of the time we find the volunteers and we work with the help of volunteers. We don't have employees till first 8 years. So we have first employee after establishing the organization in 8 years, and we all were the volunteers. So we have developed the network, and we have always thought of, you know, making organization more wider, more global, and it's like an open platform. Anyone can come with his ideas and can join hands with us, can play a good role. And you will wonder to know that Mr. Nick Cox, he's there in Snehalaya campus since more than 10 years. And Joyce also had spent about 10 years with Snehalaya campus. So it's because we have an open source of platform, open thought, open thinking, and we'll learn from each other. So we believe in learning. So this is what the thing is. And we also got a lot of donors from UK as well as USA also. And I remember I first came to UK in 2006, and since then the journey was started. Before that, we have a tie with the Leeds Met University, and then we came in contact with many like-minded people in UK, and then the journey started, and now we have a good network here in especially the London, the city of Leicester, and in some cities, mostly the Leeds and Manchester, etc. So we think like we will get the opportunity to meet all these our past donors, present donors, or the people who would like to know more about us. And see, in country like India, they basically believe in a person. So they want to talk with a person and get confirmed that
connection.
Connection is important. They should feel that it should be a transparent, and they can play some role, because people just don't want to fund, but they want to be a part of the organizations and the mission, social mission like us. And we also believe that we never look at the search for the donation, but we are also always searching for a person, because if you connect the person, everything comes to you. If you just search the donation or contributions, that will come once only, but no surety that it will sustain for long. So if we are coming here to talk to past donors, future donors, and our intention is to connect the people with the cause, then the rest of the things goes on. That's what our experience is. And we're very happy that in Leicester, we have a good friend. His name is Dr. Kaustubh Nissal and his wife Mayuri. They belong to our city where we have started Snehalaya. So basically, they were very much interested to invite us to Leicester. And yes, our team, Sarah and Joyce, they were also insisting. So I think they have also invited many people to meet us. And that's I think, a good opportunity for us to widen the Snehalaya family working for the humanity.
Now, I think this may be the first time that you tell this story many times over the next 3 days then, because you're going to meet a lot, you're going to meet a lot of old friends and a lot of new people as well. Now, one of the things I was particularly thinking of, and I'm going to bring Rob in here, is we're always talking to organisations about how to promote themselves and what they do, and particularly those that are interested in social causes or social justice. And then when you look at your organisation, what I find quite interesting is you've got lots of media content that's been made about you, lots of documentaries. You've told this story 1,000 times over the years. But I think the real story is how many people have come to you to look at replicating what you do as a model. Because for me, that's what it's about. When we look at any of our organisations that we support, they do great stuff here, but they tend to be really great because they're quite small. And as soon as they try to grow, they either go down the franchising, licensing, and they kind of lose that track. It's not them. It's not driven by you. But from day one, you've made sure it's always these other people and it's this community. That's what I'm interested in. How many people come to you and go, Girish, can I do this in my city, in my state? What's your secret and what do you tell them?
Yeah, I have many details to share with you, but I know the limitation of time, so I will just precise to tell you about it. So we actually, if you ask, the intention of Snyala is not establishing the organization, constructing the buildings, searching the lands and finding the donors. But actually, our ultimate aim is to bring the positive change in the society. And the change must be in the change in the mindsets of the people. So we are always thinking that, like, if you think of India, it is 150 crore people. So it's a big, big population. And if we create one very great NGO, that will not also create the bigger impact considering the population and considering the complexity of the problems. So we need social support and we need a lot of organizations like us. We need lakhs of volunteers working passionately for the cause. And that's why Snehalaya wants to create the role model. And we don't want to spread more. We want to do a work of a great quality, because the quantity never inspires the others people, but the quality of the work, that always inspires the people. And we would love to train the people, inspire the people, and we have done it, and we helped a lot of NGOs. I can quote 70 names at least where the people have started, like some people have started working on child marriages, anti-human trafficking, female infanticide, discrimination based on caste, creed, region, religion, violence, and the women right, children's right, human rights, HIV and AIDS prevention, especially the protection of women. There are bigger issues, and also we work as with the civil society and advocacy level. Also we work with government and judiciary. So there are lot of NGOs we inspire, because everyone can't do everything like us. Because we have done it, a very different kind of journey we have done. But people choose one subject or two subjects, and they want to try, and we support them. We share our experiences, donors, expertise, skill sets. We do the capacity building of such NGOs, and the names always, they can choose their own names. They can choose their own area of functioning. But we also consistently plan and organize the capacity building program of different NGOs, because we ultimately want to bring the change in the society. It's not just building the organization.
Just being busy, thing, but actually developing.
I would like to add in that. So as you say, the how many people are visited, and they are thinking now it's a replicate work of Snehalaya. So one of our program is a Yuva Nirman. So basically, thoughts behind that, we are running this program. So as Girish sir say, so we would like to be inspire youth we introduce them social issues. We call the change makers and interact with the youths, and with the inspiration, lot of youths doing lot of works in their regions. So they started many organizations, but not only they can start the organizations. So what we thought, they can go anywhere. So if they are in the different sector, if they are in government, they are in business. Just look at the issue and thought sensibly and act on that. How they can help to the society, how they can help to the people. So behind that thoughts, we are running the Yuva Nirman. And now, till that, it started 20 years ago. So thousands of people come and attend this national level workshop, youth programs, state level youth program, and they are connected with Snehalaya and they started work in their regions. So a lot of stories we can say, the as an organization in Maharashtra, in India, they started work with their area and they are working now. And Snehalaya is like mother NGO supporting to them. So one of thoughts just come in, we started, it's like a organized way. So we conduct a workshop for the organization who are running in their region, but they need like mentoring, handholding support. So we started to give them mentor them and handholding supports.
Brilliant. So I'm getting from that collaboration, happy to share information with others that want to do something to help their own community. And then you've got this program that actually helps them and holds their hands going forward. Now, so just to sort of wrap up this part
just
of our conversation.
Oh, here we go. Anna, go for it. I want to add. So now we are in UK. So how Snehalaya is globally connected and how it's doing such it's amazing things. The two story I'd like to say, few year ago, one French lady we found in our surrounding. We rescue her and then we found she is from French and she came there with like something bad things happened with her. And
so someone had engaged her from on Facebook, called her and used her.
Okay.
She was in a great trouble because she was not knowing the language and local culture.
Because she worked with a lot of people that have been trafficked and sex workers and stuff like that.
So we have reintegrated her in her own country and reintegrated her with her family again. So that association works a lot. And one thing would like to add that we are now here to, we help the youngsters to find the purpose of their life. And also, and they find the purpose in a social cause. And also the character building is the one of the important challenges of the young people because there is a consumerism and addictions and a lot of things are happening. So we also work through our program with the youths and we have done a lot of cycle rallies. We have done 11 cycle rallies. Two of them are from Nagar to our city, Ahmednagar, to Noakhali in Bangladesh. It's about 4,000 kilometers on bicycle, 58 days, and met a lot of 500 plus change makers and institutions. So that is, if we give a lot of ideas to young people, you need not have to give them resources. They can find the resources by their own.
They're quite resourceful themselves.
So I have to make them wealthy of ideas. So that's what we do with young people.
Yeah. One more story.
Yes, you said your second story. Go for it. Yeah.
One more story is from UK. Actually, one lady from Maharashtra, they are and she married with the guy who work in UK. After the marriage, they started their marriage life in UK. And after some time, she get trouble in their family. So her parent was contact me and they are seeking help to the daughter, his daughter to kind of can you support in UK. So I get a total history, all history, and then I call to this our Snehalaya UK charity and they help to this her, and then they resolve their problem and now they are living very better
happily
here.
So
this is globally connect.
So it's not just about what you do in Sonalia, it's actually having this community that is able to then support itself outside the norm of what you're doing. Now for me, this is why I want to bring Rob in here, because Rob's a great advocate for community media, but particularly community radio. Now, why did you start Radio Naga back in 2011? What was the the reasoning behind that, because it would have been easy to just do sort of marketing and public relations and print leaflets and tell people locally about it. What was having the radio a way of connecting in a different way? And then I'll get Rob to come in.
Yeah. So it was, we were earlier have started a weekly newspaper and we are circulating the success stories, the challenges, the legal awareness material. But slowly we came to know that the people we are working with, they are women in prostitution, traffic victims and slums. We have to take a lot of efforts to print the newspaper, and the people, they are less interested in reading because of this electronic media, its impact is more. So we thought of such media which can reach to them without cost consistently, and that can play a role of their own Facebook or Instagram. So we have thought of radio station in 2008 first, and the government has started giving licenses to the NGOs for running the community radio stations, because there were only the commercial radio stations and that were owned by big corporate houses in India. And then we have applied. There was a tough journey of 3 years. Ultimately, we got all licenses in 2010, and the Radio Nagar 90.4 FM was established. The intention is to give a voice to a voiceless people. The intention is to do advocacy at the government level. The intention is make the documentation of the organization, whatever we do. And we have focused on a lot of local issues, civil society issues, civic problems, the problems of atrocities on women and on different children. And we brought a lot of awareness, legal awareness, because in India, a lot of good laws are existing, but people know very little about it. They don't know about their rights. The government system, the people working with government, they don't know their duties. So there is a big space even today to bring the awareness.
So you're using that radio able to educate people at lots of different levels about maybe what their roles and responsibilities are in the community, not just about telling them about Sonalia and the services.
Snehalaya
telling... It's a service to the community, isn't it?
I mean, it's not only for Snehalaya, but social problems are addressed. Even we have used it to propagate the work of other NGOs, those who don't have the access of community radio, or creating a community radio and running it's not an easy task. So we have given a platform to all NGOs.
This is I'm going to bring Rob in here, because I know he'll have a particular axe to grind here about community radio and commercial radio and stuff, because it's about serving your audience, isn't it, Rob? How many times have we spoken about this, about what community radio is and what it should be for a community media perspective?
There's been a report published by Ofcom, our media regulator. It's commissioned by Ofcom, but it was done by a Wavehill Communications company. And one of the conclusions that they stated in the report was that there isn't enough data and information and evaluation work about community radio in the UK. And I'm shocked by that, because there is a lot of information out there, but we don't think of radio and media as that development purpose.
Yeah,
and we have the BBC, which we have the public service broadcaster and the national broadcaster, but it's not really public purpose media.
Yeah.
It's done for audiences, not with audiences. And we have a kind of distinction, which John and I talk about a lot, is the difference of using media to engage with people of what they not just care about, but what they care for. So you can care about a lot of issues, poverty, crime, social deprivation, and then you say, well, how do you solve that? How do you deal with that? And we say, well, we're running a crisis centre for people who've been trafficked. So you're caring for people. And I think that shift in thinking about community media that's where the shift needs to take place. So the Ofcom report said there's more research from Australia and India than there is from the UK about why this works. It's not an accurate statement to make, because there is lots of research out there, but the fact that they're making that statement tells us that it's not easy to access and people aren't advocating for it in the right way. So there's a job for us to do to take the examples that you demonstrate and saying actually this can be applied here as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I would like to add the two, three more things. First thing is, our radio station is basically, it is Ahmednagar is a very historically old city. It was established in 1490. So it's about 535 years old city. There are a lot of historical locations, places, and a lot of big history associated with India's freedom struggle and freedom movement. So we are also a part of heritage walks. Every Sunday, we bring the people, invite the people, and we show various places of the city. And we have historians with us, a team of historians, and they tell about the city, the culture, the heritage. And I think that is one of the important initiatives with Radio Nagar 90.4 FM. We also take the interviews of, because the people living in the city spend the whole life, they also don't know about the culture and these traditions of the city. This is first thing. Second thing, we are very committed of creating social harmony, because our place was unfamous for communal riots long time. And lot of media is lot of commercialization has been done. And the media people are also not cautious about the social harmony. The way they put the news and the way they report the things, it sometimes becomes a reason of social conflicts. So Radio Nagar is always knitting the society, knitting the communities, and bringing the trust in each other. So that's again one of the important thing if you consider the present picture of India and of course the globe. So knitting the community is one of the important thing. Third thing, the radio is very, very useful, because the television is there, but people leave their jobs and sit in front of the television and watch, and it is endless. But in radio, you can do your job, you can do your work, and still people can be connected. This is a very powerful strength of the radio. And last but not least thing is, in 2005 around, every person got a radio in a mobile phone. Till that radio, people say the radio will die after some time. But when it entered in a mobile phone, it has created a revolution. Lot of people have started, young people have started just using the headphones, and every street you will find thousands of young people using headphones and listening the radio. So that's, I think, some technical, mobile revolution has brought new life to radio. And I guess
that's one of the challenges as well, isn't it, running an organization as you get to 40 years old. Sometimes innovation isn't about new and bigger is better. Sometimes it's looking back to actually what is there. And I think for Rob and I, that's what community media is. As everyone looks forward with this media revolution, actually sometimes it's making that back to the future. What's working well is the fact that some of the photos on your website, for example, might be a policeman or someone fixing a car or someone on a lady selling something on a market stall. And there they are with their radios, because they're still able to communicate and do it. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck over the weekend. I hope it goes really well. And hopefully this will be the first of many conversations we have over the coming years now that we're connected. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you, John. And thank you, Rob, for inviting us and gave us opportunity to share our journey. And we invite you to India, to Snehalaya. And I hope that our association will work for betterment of world. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.